Hare Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Nivritta tarshai rupagiyamanat bhava aushadat shrotramano bhiramat kavuttama shloka gunanuvadat puman virajyeta vina pashugnat. In this world, there are many wise people who are called Nivritta tarshai. Nivritta tarshai means one who is free from material desire. But these people have no relationship with Krishna, or they have a neutral relationship with Krishna. But the real platform of Nivritta tarshai, he says, is a person who does two additional things besides giving up attachment to material desires. He renders devotional service to Krishna and he is constantly worshipping the glories of Krishna. That is why he says upagiya manat. Because by upagiya manat means by sitting near the lotus feet of the spiritual master and understanding about Krishna, one will surely come to the point of rendering devotional service and glorifying Krishna. By doing which, the material desires flee away from a devotee without having to make a separate endeavor, he says. And he says, such kind of hearing the glories of Krishna and speaking and worshipping the glories, the result of that, he says, is it is bhava aushadi. It also acts as a right medicine for the burning samsara. And besides that, it is shrotra mano aviramat. It is also very relishable to the ears and the heart, like a soothing balm, the glories of Krishna. And he is saying, who is there in this world who will not want to chant Krishna's name and fame? Only a Pashugnath, he says. Pashugnath literally means a killer of an animal. One who is injuring the other living beings is called as a Pashugnath. Or some people in this world kill another animal for enjoying the taste buds. But it also has a meaning. A person who kills the horses or cows for the sake of Vedic sacrifice and chanting the Vedic mantras without knowing the superior glory of Krishna's holy names. That is why the eighth offense against the holy name says, who is that? Put it off. Who's banging? Switch it off. The eighth offense against the holy name says there is a clear difference between chanting of the Vedic mantras and chanting of Krishna's holy name. One who does not know the difference is called Pashugnath also. Kavuttama shloka gunanuvadat puman virajyeta vina Pashugnath. But also the meaning of the word Pashugnath means killer of the soul. So although the soul cannot be killed, one who does not fulfill the purpose of the soul, which is glorifying Krishna, then he is called as a killer of his own soul also. In this way, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is glorification of Krishna, upagiya manat, serving Krishna and glorifying Krishna. And the culmination of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the glorification of the chanting of the holy name. Nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam pranamo dukkha shamanaha tam namami harim param. And this is actually the sum and substance of the purpose of hearing and glorifying Krishna's fame, which leads the devotee to this point of chanting Krishna's holy name. The song which we were saying yesterday, Narottama Thakur says, ha ha prabhu nanda sutta vrishabhanu sutta yuta karuna koro he ibaro Narottama dase koi na teli ho ranga poi toma vina ke ache amara. So when one chants the holy name, this is the meaning of the holy name. Aha prabhu nanda sutta vrishabhanu sutta yuta. That is Hare Krishna. That is all. Radha and Krishna are together. When one chants the holy name, they are coming and receiving the prayer of the devotee. So the chanting of Hare Krishna is the supreme glorification also of the divine couple, Shishir Radha and Krishna. And he is saying, please do not cast me away. Why will the most merciful divine couple cast away anyone who is approaching him with great sincerity and devotion? He is saying like this because he is approaching the Lord in a mood of karpanyata, in a mood of humility, feeling himself utterly unqualified to be even be engaged in their lotus feet, engaged in the service to the lotus feet. He says, somehow or other, by the grace of some other superior, great Vaishnava, I am now engaged in devotional service. Although I myself had no great interest in it. Although I myself was not looking for it. Somehow I stumbled and suddenly I found myself in your lotus feet. But having come to your lotus feet, I have recognized the good fortune I have received. But don't kick me away because I never looked for it or aspired for it or not qualified for it. Please engage me in your devotional service. So this song is a beautiful song glorifying the Golokera Premadhan Harinama Sankirtan. So that is the reason Prabhupada would often quote these two qualifiers that Krishna has spoken in Bhagavad Gita itself, where he says, one should always be engaged in devotion service and one should always be glorifying Krishna with love. These two are the conditions in the path of bhakti. Satatam kirtayanto maham yatantascha dridhavrataha. There is another verse he says, tesham satata yuktana bhajatam priti purvakam. See, the, both the verses he says the word satatam. This is one difference between a person who is working to give up material desires like a mayavadi or an impersonalist. Whereas the devotee's goal is satatam yuktam. He is always engaged in devotional service. And bhajatam priti purvakam. You know, lovingly glorifying Krishna. If these two things are done, it is sure to attract Krishna's grace because he says, dadami buddhi yogam tam. Then my, how to reach me, that buddhi will be supplied by me personally. Krishna says, I will supply. How he will supply? He may supply through the spiritual master, through the shastras, through the super soul. But this Bhajatam Priti Purvakam is the chanting of Hare Krishna, which Prabhupada has instituted in our society every day. And first we do Bhajatam, and then gradually we learn to do Bhajatam Priti Purvakam over a period of time. And by this, the Nivritta Tarshai stage will be very easily attained without making a separate endeavor. Harinam Prabhu ki.